In a world of goblins, monsters, and demons, many questions are asked, but few are answered. But when a group of heroes rises up to answer the call of adventure, they'll find themselves asking and answering the same question again and again. Are we dead yet?
So yeah, where we last left off was going into the night. Everyone was turning in. Tomorrow is the big party. Zimfer planted his seed right before going to bed. That is not a euphemism.
No, but it is an innuendo.
Lyra had a pointed discussion with her god, Pearlcan, declaring her choice to continue to take on leadership of the local...
Yeah, basically told me to shut up or...
Sec.
Wait. Time to nut up or shut up. Yeah,
nut up or shut up. And in doing so, gifted her a brand new hammer. And after the dream, Lyra has freshly awoken with said hammer in hand, and TikTok is missing. And that's where we're going to start, is right there. Lyra, you are waking up. I don't know how you feel about your dream that you just had.
Pretty good. She's always happy when she gets a new hammer.
Hammers are cool. Yeah.
She's got like three hammers now, right?
I know. I need to get rid
of
one.
I'm excited about this one, by the way.
Okay.
I am going to send it to you. There's a bit of copying to do. It's in the podcast chat.
Okay. Okay. Plus one Warhammer. Fucking cool. Five charges. Okay. I'll record. Basically,
so write it down later. Yeah, I'm not that worried about it.
I'll reveal the cool fucking things that it does when the time comes, because this is fucking cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
Perfect. So you have your hammer, and TikTok is gone.
Yeah, that's concerning.
Okay.
So Lyra's gonna just call out for him. Real quick, just you know,
start yelling out into the empty tower.
Yeah, perfect. TikTok, where are you at?
You are just met with nothing but the echo of your own voice. And so, what I'm going to say is that after not hearing a response, I assume you continue to try and search him out, right? Running around the temple. As you start to do so, you descend to the lower levels. You know, maybe he came down here to do something. And when you do, you hear commotion from outside.
Oh, I'm going to investigate.
So the temple being kind of towards the end of the town road there, you can only see like what's happening in a distance, and it's dark. So a lot of it is, it's kind of hard to make out the details, but you see a lot of movement and you hear a lot of, I want to say excited, but like not in a good way. Like just, commotion and, interaction. You see a lot of movements.
Okay, sorry, I'm thinking real quick.
Yeah.
Can I cast light real quick and see if that helps clear anything up? It's only 20 feet, but...
20 feet in radius?
Yeah, and then I'm going
to
start heading...
And how far can you cast it out? Just on
you
yourself?
You have to cast it on whatever you're holding.
Perfect, so you cast it on you and you start running into town?
I'm going to start running towards the commotion.
Perfect. It doesn't take you very long to kind of, like, see the picture, but you're not really sure, like... what's happening as you come up, and you kind of have to stop and in awe as the swarm of creatures that all kind of look similar to TikTok, just varying in different degrees and sizes, are moving like a weird swarm through the town, and they're just kind of mowing people down as they're moving through the street. They're making all this noise, and people are starting to come out, turn on like lights and torches and everything, only to get mowed down more by these things. And at the very top of them, you see TikTok kind of bouncing about in the middle of the crowd there, being carried away.
How far am I from him?
I am going to say you are 100 feet.
Okay, I'm just going to start dashing towards it. And when I get in range, I'm going to cast Levitate on TikTok.
Okay, what's the range on Levitate?
That's what I was looking for.
I would say at this point,
you have the card right in front of you.
The rest of the party,
60 feet.
60 feet. So after this turn, you technically would be in range.
Yeah.
And I would say at this point, the rest of the party is awoken to what you only know as a commotion outside, wherever you're at this point.
I come downstairs and Father Crow looks to whoever's gathered down there and is like, oh, is there a parade scheduled for tonight?
So what you see is Gouda naked in front of the window, just kind of like rubbing his eyes like, oh.
Just like, oh,
he's just sitting there, he's just rubbing his eyes, trying to wake up.
You did stay in the inn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Does anyone else care enough?
Yeah, I'll Zinfer, down. Damien, I'll figure
sleep
it
through
out.
It.
Zinfer is going to get up and investigate, and while commenting, like, "Wow, you city folk, you never shut up, do you?" Might as well see what's going on.
Are you guys still inside?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I'm on the main area, bottom floor.
So no sooner do you all manage to gather into the common room in there and everyone's trying to look outside, that this parade of creatures none of you have seen before. Actually, that's not true.
No,
you've all
seen
TikTok.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so creatures that similar to TikTok just kind of parade down the street. And once again, as they do, you all manage to pick out the one you know, just kind of bouncing in the middle there, being carried away. Cut back to you, Lyra. You are in range.
I'm going to yell and say, TikTok, I got you.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast Levitate.
Okay.
Is he unwilling?
I don't see why he would be.
Okay. Well, because if he's unwilling, he has to make a con save. But otherwise, gotcha. It just happens. So, yeah. So I'm going to cast. I point my hammer and cast Levitate through it. And just lift him as high as I can. 30,
how high can he?
20 feet.
20 feet up?
20 feet straight in the air.
Perfect. Does anyone else do anything?
I wanted to roll a history check to see if Father Crow has potentially read about what these creatures may be.
Oh yeah, Father Crow probably is the only one who hasn't seen it. Yeah.
Oh, that is true.
And I was also going to yell help, hey, if anyone's up, I need help.
Zinfer is going to look at the swarm of creatures outside and be like, "Is this normal?"
Parades don't usually look like this.
Is the barkeep in?
I'm not quite sure if I should be alarmed.
Yeah, the barkeep's there. He's kind of taking it all in very stoically.
Gouda's gonna go order a beer before he goes outside.
He nods in approval.
So Gouda just throws a coin at him and grabs
a
beer.
Is Gouda still fully nude?
Yeah.
Where does he keep his coin?
You know what? We're just not gonna talk about that, okay?
But yes, that history check to see if I can identify what they are. That is an 8 plus 6. Math is hard. 14.
That's a decent roll. I'm going to say they're rare. So
it's one of those, like, I know them by
name. So
what
I would say is you have read of them. You know
that they're
Modrons? Of their existence. You know the name of them. Beyond that,
not much else.
You don't understand what's happening here.
Like, literally all I would know is, like, Modrons,
yeah, their name, there's varying types.
From Mechanus, Primus is the god.
Yes.
I always get that flipped around.
And if I have to kill another god, I'm going to be pissed.
I mean, you can try.
If we got your ass blasted again, or ass blasted like Sherman did, then yeah.
Yeah, you cast Levitate. Gouda gets his beer, and I'm going to ask everyone to roll for initiative as this entire army of Modrons turns on you.
Oops.
Mowed down by Modrons.
Initiatives, Chris.
11.
Zinfer, my bad. Who the fuck's Chris?
Yeah, no, I was like, wait.
Who the fuck's that guy?
11?
11, yes.
21.
16.
22. Crow.
12.
Oh, and then TikTok is 20 feet in the air, like I'm assuming right in the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. We should probably get a quick description for the audience of how many...
Of how this is laid out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so to be fair, this is just a starting number. This does not represent all of the...
Modrons. This is the ones we can see out the windows.
Yeah, this is That's essentially it. Yeah, this is what it is in view for you guys and for Lyra. Because to Lyra, it doesn't really matter how far back it goes. It's a sea of...
That's 24 little, on the map.
Little robots coming to kick your ass. But yeah, currently the situation is in the middle of the street. You have a giant crowd of Modrons all turned on Lyra, hammer in hand. And the whole party is in the tavern. Inside the tavern, right there on the street. Getting ready to take action, I hope. You guys could just do nothing.
That'd be a little mean. Lyra did yell, help me.
Look at that. Look at Lyra. Nah, dude, good luck.
Dude, just do back the to same sleep. Thing we did with the Herald. Just like, oh, bye. It was nice knowing you.
Oh, man, what a crazy whack job that guy.
Gouda, yeah. You're up first.
Okay, so first I forgot to roll my health for my level up. So
oh, sure.
Hang on 1 second. Oh, that's trash.
Yeah, but you did the same thing else, I did.
What else is new for you, honestly?
All right, level 5 monk with 23 health. Let's do this.
Oh my god.
Maybe David will be nice and give you a little bonus.
No, because you guys stopped asking me to be nice.
I have never stopped asking.
Yeah, you told me to let it happen, man.
Oh wait, I did say feel free not to pull your punches on Lyra. So yep, I did.
Yep,
that's true. Actually, yeah, you sent me a message specifically. Yeah.
You did.
Yeah, because I was...
That's how you ended up here.
Yeah, well, because I haven't been rolling so poorly. Like, so I haven't gotten my arm ripped off by a lizard or anything.
Well, you know? Bitch, Lyra.
So, Gouda, back to you.
Yeah. So, without skipping a beat, while chugging his beer, Gouda's going to kick the front door of the tavern open and walk over to the nearest Modron.
Okay.
And, all feet.
Just start going to work. All feet?
All feet.
All feet.
I'm going all feet right now.
Footwork.
So we're going to go for a 25 to hit.
Yeah.
I get to use a big dice now. For 8 damage.
Okay.
It's still there?
No.
Okay.
So what is your opening attack?
So while I'm still sipping on the beer, I just walk up and I crotch kick this Modron.
Perfect. And you literally lift it off the ground and you watch it explode into dust.
All right. And I'm going to move on to his nearest friend with my extra attack that I now have.
Yeah, buddy.
Left or right?
I don't care.
Okay, we'll go.
I'm just mowing down.
No, we'll go
down,
towards Lyra.
I'm just mowing down Modrons. 23 to hit.
Yep.
For 5 damage.
He also explodes.
All right. And then I'm going to expend a key point for my flurry of blows. And attack the next nearest Modron.
Okay.
For 19 to hit.
Yep.
7 damage.
He also explodes.
All right. And with my last Fury of Blows attack, I'm going to move on to the next nearest Modron. And that's going to be another 25 to hit.
Jesus.
For 8 damage.
Also explodes.
All right.
Perfect. So we watch Gouda come fucking guns blazing out of this tavern and do the can all the way through this small army of Modrons, and they're all just exploding into dust on contact from him. Everyone in the tavern will take note that as these guys all explode, several in the back all seem to transform into bigger Modrons after every explosion.
Does Gouda notice this?
What's your passive?
19.
Yes.
Okay.
Next in line, Lyra.
Okay. Lyra, seeing Gouda make short work of these clowns, is going to take 1-2 steps to the left. How far back does this sea go?
Let's say double that. 60 feet.
60 feet? I pick the last Modron in line.
Okay.
And I take the Javelin of Lightning.
Okay.
And I throw it at that thing using its charge.
Okay.
So everyone in the line needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
And then I make a attack roll on the target.
How's a 14?
That just passes.
Okay.
So they'll take half damage.
Perfect.
And, oh, fuck me. Well, that's not good. Sorry. I rolled a 2 plus 5, so that's 7 AC. Damage. Yeah. No. That's to hit the target at the end of the line.
Oh, 7 to hit?
Yeah.
That's a miss, my man.
Yeah, I figured. But everyone in line still takes 4d6.
Wouldn't the target also take 4d6 as well?
On a hit, the target takes damage from the javelin plus 4d6 lightning damage. So the target does not take the lightning damage.
Okay.
Okay.
At least that's my that's the way it seems to read.
Yeah, it seems like logically it would, but that's not the rules.
9, 10, 12. So half, so 6.
6?
Lightning damage.
And you watch the entire line of Modrons in front of you eradicate and float away into dust. And then you see several bursts of light in the back as a bunch more Modrons transform. Next in line is... I'm sorry.
Hold on. Yeah. I got stuff.
I'm a cleric. I got bonus actions.
Bonus action, spiritual weapon right here. I'm going to start clearing stuff out for TikTok to...
Okay.
So then it... makes a weapon, weapon attack. 11.
That is a miss.
Ah, okay. Doesn't do shit.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Is that the end of your turn?
That now is the end of my turn, yes.
Perfect. Damien.
I'll expend a bardic inspiration point to Gouda. And then I'll go outside. I was going to use Mage Hand to push a little TikTok closer, but I think you'll be fine. I'll cast Eldritch Blast.
Solid choice.
Always.
So anyways, I started blasting.
So I just came out blasting.
Like
in the old Western.
And fifth level, you should have
door open
two beams.
Yeah, you should have two beams, so you get to make two attack rolls.
I do.
Yep.
Two beams. Cool. And I'll do it towards... Let's do it towards, like, the bigger ones. The ones that are changing.
The ones in the back?
I'm a little scared, yeah, though, because what if they get even bigger? And I'm like, 17 to hit?
Plus 17. Your spell.
Is that what you rolled on the dice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your modifier?
Right. I'm good at this shit.
You got this.
It's only been how many sessions now?
That. So
17 plus 8?
Yep.
17 plus 8.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, yes, it hits.
And then roll it again.
Now I have to roll again. I did so well. This one?
No, roll your d20 twice because you have two
right,
beams.
Because
you've got two beams.
21?
Yep.
Aw. One.
Roll one more.
4.
4? Were these on the separate creatures or the same creature?
Separate creatures.
Cool, perfect. So they are both still standing. Is that your turn?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, Crow, go.
Yay. I'm going to come out and...
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
So there's a couple of things I want to do here, and I want to see if it's okay. So with my staff, it basically does a blinding flash of light and makes flying creatures get all disadvantage-y, but I want to just like kind of get attention by hitting the ground with it and being like, bright flash!
You can roll a performance for your action.
Okay. So unnatural 20.
Unnatural? Okay.
And then executing some sorcery points, I'm going to use Thaumaturgy as a bonus action.
Okay.
And call out in this big, booming, like, kingly voice, "Come, everyone!" And see if they all just kind of stop.
No.
They all just is there even a pause or like
is that the end of your turn?
I'm out of actions.
So, Father, yeah. Crow, everybody.
Wait, I thought you said a couple things.
I wanted the flash to just be like a thing that happens and then the thaumaturgy to be my actual action.
It's
but
an
you were
epic
like
looking. Realistically, you get their attention. You rolled high enough to get their attention, but your command, your booming voice, your everything means nothing to them.
Oh.
Even as for your role, I guess I would have given this to you. You know they are singular minded. That there's one task.
And that is, yep, retrieve. Got it.
That being said, all of their attention is currently on you.
Sounds about right. Well, that's my turn though.
Confirming. Perfect. Now Zinfer.
Alright. Now is the time to shine, pretty much, because I just got a new spell that I'm really excited about. And I'm going to go ahead and burn a spell slot to use it.
He's going to burn a spell slot to cast Good Kush.
Good Kush.
This is my thing. So I'm going to
love that, by the way.
Cast Conjure Animals.
Yeah,
and
buddy.
Summon 4 black bears.
Do you get to summon them within like a point within range?
Actually,
I'm just gonna summon a bunch of bears.
I was gonna do 8 wolves, but
4 bears sounds far more intimidating.
Exactly.
Black bears?
Black bears.
You get to summon 4 half challenges?
Yep.
Go,
Jesus.
Go, Zimfer.
Big
go,
boy.
Go.
Yeah, you summon them.
Oh my god.
And they appear in unoccupied space that you can see within 60 feet.
I saw you were gonna take this spell, and it's super dope. I'm excited for you, but what the fuck? Yeah.
Well, it's pretty much the only good thing I get out of level 5.
It's a good spell, though, it sounds
it's
like.
A good spell.
You're like, I'm gonna use it all the time. All
right, I'm gonna use metal
dice. Yeah, use whatever you
use.
Want.
And I'm gonna summon...
Do all those creatures get to take actions this turn?
Oh, actually, that is a great question. They roll initiative.
They roll initiative
as a group.
What I'm going to say is I'm going to have you take their dex for their initiative when you do this.
Okay.
So their dex is 10. I will say that puts them at the bottom of the list here, but they will still get to go this turn.
Nice.
Which means they're immediately after you.
And you get advantage.
Get my stats for these guys up. And then I will use my bonus action to conjure magic stones.
Okay.
And I'm done.
Perfect.
Now, and I'm going to verbally command the bears in Druidic to,
wipe these evil machinations from this holy place.
Yeah, pretty. It is a holy place now that I've planted the great acorn.
Oh, God.
The great acorn.
The great acorn. Yeah, pretty much going to tell him in Druidic to clean up the street.
I love it.
Street cleaning day.
So the Modrons get to go before your bears.
Sure.
And this is where this gets fun.
Great.
Do it, Daddy.
So excited.
Do me, Daddy. Kill me again. And again. Oh, shit. They are swarming to me. Oh, no.
That's what you did.
That is what I did.
You're a... support caster trying to do the whole tanks intimidate ability.
Battle masters are cool. I want to try that.
No, it was more of a like, calm down, we can talk this out. Like,
yeah, Father Crow is clearly a pacifist.
Father Crow, 18, 13, and unnatural 20 to hit.
That 13's gonna have to high or low me.
You know what? I am confident that high is the way to go.
You'd be correct with 60. Kill me, Daddy.
Oh, I am working on it. 9 bludgeoning damage.
1 sec. 33.
Those machines are
evil.
9.
19 plus 3 is a 22 to hit, a nat 20 to hit, and an 8 to hit.
The 8 doesn't.
Cool. 7 damage.
Damn.
Okay.
That is it for Father Crow.
Oh, okay.
Gouda, you're the one out front, right?
Probably, yeah.
This one right here.
I honestly don't know who's who on this right now.
2. Woo!
Nat 20 and a 22 to hit.
Those both hit.
7 damage. Nope, hang on. 11 damage.
Okay.
Remember, everyone has... We still have 2 healing potions each, and they're a bonus action to use. Just remember.
Father Crow has never given one, and Gouda is naked.
Fuck.
I have a beer mug in my hand.
Well, I guess someone's going to have to go out there.
Zimfer, 2 16s to hit.
That hits.
That's it? I thought it meets.
Nope. I've got 15 with my shield, which I am not equipped.
4 bludgeoning damage.
4 total?
Mm-hmm. They do not hit hard. The majority of the... swarm converges on you guys here as you've drawn all their attention, and you take a little bit of a beating. The rest all pile up in the middle of the street, climbing on top of each other, and they grab TikTok and pull him back down into the crowd. And they start moving down the street.
Oh, you motherfuckers.
Now it is Zimfer's bear's turn.
Bears' turns.
Bears' turn. So, bear number one will attack this guy.
Yeah.
With the bite. That is 8 to hit.
No modifiers?
He gets plus... Oh, no, he gets plus 3 attack, so it's 6 to hit.
Okay. Well, he still hits. Or misses.
Alrighty. And then second attack is 10 to hit.
Miss.
Damn, that bear sucks.
You gonna get me a new bear.
Yeah. Good thing I've got 3 more to replace him with. So second bear will attack this guy.
Okay.
For 16 to hit.
That hits.
And what is this? This is a bite attack, so it's... Ooh, that's good. 8 damage.
Yeah, he evaporates into dust.
Blimo. And then he will claw this guy. That is a 17 to hit.
That hits. And
that is 2d4. For 6 damage.
He also explodes.
That bear was far more efficient.
You're going to keep that bear.
That's the good bear. So this guy will begin his attack on this dude with advantage. 12, so 15. That's going to hit, right?
Yes.
So that's 3 damage.
Okay.
And it will attack him again with his claws. That's right. Ooh, nat 20.
Nice.
That there's one. That 20.
Yeah, waste the nat 20 on the bear.
Hey, bear's helping you out, man.
Yeah, that's true. And that is 11 damage total.
Okay, yeah, he explodes.
He dead.
And now the last bear. We'll try and clear out some space around Father Crow here.
Yay.
Attack this guy. I'm assuming with advantage as well.
Yes.
21 and a nat 1. Get my 20s out of the way. Also get my 1s out of the way. Not so bad. 4 damage. Second attack. 12 and 13 or 15.
That hits.
4, 6 damage.
He explodes.
Got him. All right. And the bears, they did their thing.
All right, so your bears run in, clean up a little bit. But once again, you just see several of the already existing Modrons all evolving into bigger, stronger ones. To the top, Gudur.
All right, I'm going to look at the closest Robo-Boy.
Robo-Boy.
And I'll make my first attack. How's a 10 to hit?
That's a miss.
All right. Second attack.
Does he have advantage because he's next to a bear?
Oh, yeah. Do I have advantage on that one?
Sure.
Okay. I'll take it because that's a 22 to hit.
Okay.
9 damage.
Dead.
Another one.
And then I'm going to roll on over to the next closest one. Second attack.
You definitely get advantage on that one.
I do. How's a... 15.
That hits.
For 10 damage.
Perfecto. He also did.
Sweet. I'm going to expend a key point for my flurry of blows and make...
Which one do you want?
Just closest one to me. Yep, yeah. Next one. I'm just going through them all. Mowing them down. No advantage on that one.
Where are you at?
Right
there? Yeah. If you had advantage on the other one.
Cool. Okay, 25 to hit.
Yep.
9 damage.
Yep.
And then I have one more attack, so I'm going to move to the next closest one. That one right next to TikTok, I think, is the best choice. And get me right there so I can take advantage on it.
Right,
yeah.
Sure.
That's a nat 20.
Nice.
1. 7, 11. 11 damage.
Dead.
Sweet.
Is that your turn, Gouda?
That is Gouda's turn.
Lyra.
Yeah, so I was looking at my healing spells that I got. 60 feet, so I'll move. I'm going to move over. 1, 2, 3, or 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
There's 30. TikTok.
Yeah. Let me get my boy. And then I'm going to cast, as my bonus action, Mass Healing Word on Mr. Father Crow and Gouda here. It's not much, but at least it's, you know.
It's a thing.
Oh, hey, 4. So that's 4 plus...
Does that include me or no?
Oh, it can. Hold on.
Are you healing right now?
Up to 6 creatures. So yeah, did you take damage? So then I'll... Yeah. So 6 creatures, I'll get 4 plus 4. So 8. Take back 8 healing points.
Yay.
Hey, I'm almost back to full.
So that was my bonus action, so I can't use my spiritual weapon this turn. But that's okay. You know why? Ooh, actually, no, because I'm going to hurt mostly allies if I do that. Oh, wait, no. I'm going to use the ability. I'm going to spend a charge and use Hammer Time on my new weapon.
It's actually called Hammer Time.
As an action, hurl your hammer at your enemies. Each creature in a 20-foot line must make a dexterity saving throw. On a fail, 2d8 bludgeoning damage or half as much on success. If a creature fails the save, you may expend an extra charge to knock them prone.
Okay, so to be clear, you know it's 2 charges to use the ability, right?
That was not clear, but that's okay.
That's my bad. 2 charges to use your Hammer Time ability, 3 charges to use your other ability.
Okay.
In case it's not on there.
It is not on there. But
perfect.
That's,
okay. That's my bad.
No, it's all good.
That include the hammer returning to you?
No, it's a one and done deal. So you throw it, you hit your people, or you don't. It comes back.
Oh, it comes back no matter what?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Hell yeah.
Freaking Mjolnir over here.
Yeah, so 1, 2, 3. Would that be the line?
I mean, I'm assuming there's a bunch more
dudes. Oh, yeah, there's a bunch in the back. So if you want to just throw for a 20-foot line.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go ahead. So yeah, just 20-foot line, so...
So I need 4 dex saves?
Yes, please.
Perfect. 2, 14, 11, and a crit fail. So a 3, a 15, a 12, and a fail.
And you did not record a DC on this?
It's,
Would it be my spell save DC, or...?
Yes.
Okay. So the DC was 15.
Okay.
So
They all failed.
They all failed? Okay.
They all failed.
Cool. I need to roll damage now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
9 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And I'll spend the 3rd charge to knock them all... Well, actually, no, they'll all be dead. Never mind.
So they all die. The last one crit failed so hard that he blew up. And not just like exploded into dust. He literally blew up. And a small chunk of the Modrons are eradicated. Is that your turn?
I've bonus actioned. I've healed. I've attacked. I'm next to TikTok.
You're in all the places you want to be.
Free action. I'm going to yell at TikTok and just say, TikTok, deploy your wings and try to fly.
You hear a series of excited and confused beeps and whirs. yeah, R2-D2, all of episode 3.
Cool.
Damien.
Cool, let's do it. Let's just do Bane.
You don't know Banishment, do you?
No.
Okay.
I don't think I get that.
No, Banishment's 4th level, I think.
Is it?
I was going to say, I know
Banishment's at least. If I knew Banishment right now, this wouldn't be a fucking problem. Let me see.
I don't think I have it as a bard. I don't recall seeing it ever.
You think Banish TikTok?
No, I could select who gets banished.
No, because if you can unbanish him at will, then it's like, oh, he's in danger. Banish.
Oh,
and then after the danger's gone, just bring him back.
No, because if the creature doesn't
see in 30,
if the creature doesn't originate from the plane that they're in when you banish them, they're permanently sent back to their original plane.
Let's just cast Bane. I'll cast Bane? It at second slot, so I get an additional creature. Woo! Okay. An additional creature. Any charisma saving throws?
Ooh, that's a different one. So two charisma saving throws?
Four.
Fours and fives across the board.
Definitely.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. Whenever target that fails the saving throw, make an attack roll or a saving throw before the spell ends. The target must roll a d4 and subtract the number rolled from the attack roll or saving throw.
Perfect.
Oh, and a bardic inspiration pour. I'll give it to Lyra.
Cool. Which ones are you affecting?
I will do the ones by TikTok.
Sure. Yeah,
let's just say that the four by holding... By the
way, did you want to move, Zoe, or do you want to
just kind of stay? No, I'm fine.
You're fine where you were?
I'll be there.
And that was your turn?
Yeah. That's the only thing I can do.
Crow?
Yeah. So, realizing that my spiel didn't work at all, I'm going to fly. I'm going to cast fly on myself and fly away.
How's a 17 to hit?
That hits.
As one takes a quick opportunity attack on you... For 3 dead bludgeoning.
Ow.
And was that your action? Cast fly?
That was. And okay. Then I'm going to spend some more sorcery points.
Ooh.
And I'm going to cast Firebolt at that little bitch.
The one who just hit you?
Yeah.
Little bitch.
Little bitch. Okay, that's a 16 plus 6.
Oh, man. I wanted a 1. I mean, good job, buddy.
Fuck. 5 fire damage.
That is the bare minimum. He's dead. Is that your turn?
That is my turn.
Zimfer.
Alrighty. They're just ignoring us pretty much at this point. Well, not like ignoring
their
us completely.
Their attention is strictly divided between trying to get TikTok out of there and taking care of whoever is the biggest immediate problem.
Which, as of like 30 seconds ago, was me.
A pretty good job of taking turns at. No, over here.
Okay. Zinfer is going to cast Entangle.
Nice.
On, it's 20 feet radius, so I might as well hit it like right here.
Okay.
And let's see. I need strength saving throws from...
If you're originating it from right there, Damien and Lyra are going to have to make saving throws.
Oh, that's right. It's 20 feet.
You move it back like one.
Oh, no, wait. I can't cast this.
No?
It's concentration. I got to concentrate on the bears.
Oh.
So
good effort.
Instead, I will...
Start whacking some motherfuckers.
Yes, maybe. Oh, wait, don't I have another...
Zinfer, swing away.
Yeah. I will cast Ice Knife instead on this guy.
There you go.
And that is 1d10 piercing damage hit, and then hit or miss. Him and all these guys are going to
dexterity?
Dex saving throw or take 2d6 cold damage. Oh, 10 to hit.
That is a miss.
Hmm.
Do I still make
the... But it still
make
explodes,
the,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, hit or miss,
throws, right?
They got to make the saving throws.
Okay.
And then if they fail, they take 2d6 cold damage.
So all of them critically fail their saving throw.
And they explode and take
and,
the town.
Yep. What's the radius?
5. So it's these guys.
So 5 of them?
Yep.
Perfect. So the 5 of them do explode. A bunch of damage is done to the tavern.
The tavern, we came out.
No,
right.
You guys came out right where Father Crow is. And then you moved up.
You
oh,
took
no.
down the place we stay at.
The corner of the tavern is just blown out.
Oh,
this town
fucking,
is gonna hate us by the end of this.
The innkeeper fucking loves us, I'm sure. You take out this marzipan.
If he had gold in that place, he should be able to afford an entire new building at this point, but.
Yeah. Alrighty, and then I'll
Father
cast.
Father Crow is 60 feet in the air, by the way.
Oh, thankfully. Then I'll cast a shillelagh.
Shillelagh.
I'll cast a shillelagh.
Just flying around, get a quick draft. Oh, what was... Oh, God.
Oh, that felt rather chilly.
That's my turn.
Perfect. So, I know it's not represented on the board, but there's still half an army of...
Yeah.
Oh my god. Modrons. That word. There is still... Yeah, that. There's still half an army of Modrons in the back half of the street. And Lyra, Damien, Gouda.
Damn it. That's right? What I get.
What kind of save do you need?
Dex.
Of course.
I have 12.
12?
Yeah.
Lyra?
80% critical failure.
Ooh!
No!
Gouda?
18.
You do waste your nat 20!
On the save or on a percentage?
On the save.
Okay. Perfect. So, oh my god, 80%.
Yeah.
So, right after this this huge chunk of Modrons is cleared out by Zimfer's spell here, the rest of them all seem to become weirdly alert on you three, and they bum rush you. They just swarm on top of you, and they explode.
Oh, God.
Gouda and Damien, by luck, by skill, by whatever, you both manage to get out of the way in time.
Fucking you, somersaults.
You dive into the small alleyway, you jumped high enough in the air, I don't know.
But yeah.
You both managed to dodge the bulk of the explosion.
Can I use your pen? I'm going to need Lyra to edit my hit points.
Was too focused on trying to save TikTok here, and instead of trying to get out of the way, fought the swarm.
Of course she did. Of course she fucking
and,
did.
And by the time she realized what was happening, it was too late. As the crowd of Modrons all explode around her, and a bunch of the debris starts to fly into her, and she's pierced with random bits of Modron cut up. The explosion burns half your face away.
Fucking cool.
You are thrown 20 feet back.
Okay.
Prone. 22 fire damage.
Oh, I shouldn't take 22 fire damage.
Ever hitting the burrito truck?
The several of the establishments lining the street here are affected by the explosion. Mostly the one side here. A lot of the windows and doors are blown in. There is one store closest to you guys, similar to the tavern here, where a wall was just kind of blown in.
What about TikTok?
I'm pretty sure he's fine, so he didn't get affected by anything.
No.
Well, they have to recover him.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of them have blown up trying to recover him.
He can't dex save because he's levitating.
Oh.
But and I told him to deploy
his
wings.
If they let him go to attack, wouldn't he start levitating
would
again?
Would he be back to 20 feet in the air?
I did tell him to start flapping his little wings.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you. So TikTok is floating 20 feet above the explosion.
Yay.
But he's still going because you haven't told him to stop.
Yeah, that's right.
And you are currently half on fire? I don't know. But all of the Modrons are currently gone. And you guys have barely have any time to pick yourselves up when a lot of the town is starting to pour in to figure out what the hell just happened. And you are left there.
With the mess.
Yep. With the leftovers once more.
Hey everybody, this is Josh just popping in here at the end of the episode to let you know to go to our website, oneuppodcast.com. There you'll find our cast members page where you can learn all about our cast members of Are We Dead Yet? Or you can check out my short stories that I've been writing throughout the year. Go to oneuppodcast.com, click on short stories, and you'll find those there. We're going to be bringing you a lot of great content throughout 2020, so be sure to stay tuned. And make sure to leave us a review on iTunes. That really helps the show out, lets people know that people are excited about what we're making, and it'll help us gauge the interest of the audience for more stuff in the future. So go to iTunes, look up Are We Dead Yet, and leave us a review. And we'll see you in 2 weeks with another episode of the show. Bye.